This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
All right. It's 9:06. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle and holiday greeter, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Not bad, not bad. I was told yesterday that I have locked in a guarantee for Christmas again. I'm going to get a sack of coal, so...
Wait a minute. We were told...
I'm consistent.
We were told not too long ago you moved up a couple spots on the naughty list.
But I'm still in the coal. Yeah. I haven't got out of the bag of coal yet, but I'm working on it.
See that just breaking news. That could be the headline of
the
Litchfield News Herald. We have John Hannafin as our guest, and we're going to... This is kind of like our end-of-the-year chat. We'll talk about the happenings that has taken place locally here in Montgomery County, and we'll do that right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week is John Hannafin from the Litchfield News Herald. John, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
Just fine, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about the happenings here of Montgomery County throughout 2012, and I think this is probably a year that Montgomery County, for a tragedy, made national news. It's very few, and you've been in the game longer than what I have. It's been very few times that Montgomery County has been in the national spotlight, but we were this year with the double-decker bus accident that happened north of Litchfield.
The megabus accident certainly drew national attention, and it brought in a flood of reporters and photographers and attorneys, too, which was an interesting highlight.
We are probably fortunate, as tragic as it was and the way the accident happened, that there wasn't more loss of life than there was.
That's true. It was one of those weird little accidents on an interstate that that double-decker megabus managed to clip a bridge post just right or wrong to cause a fatality.
Yeah, that's one of the few times that I can recall. What was it, Springfield, Decatur, St. Louis, all of them were here. It was unbelievable.
It was a hot place, and it made national news, like you said.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time that this area has been in the national spotlight?
I can't recall off the top of my head.
That's what I was trying to think. That it's probably been a while.
There's been some things happen, but I'm like John that nothing comes to mind that would rival the catastrophe there with the bus.
Absolutely. And then you add to it, this year we had not only one but two state police troopers that were killed. One was killed in the line of duty, one was killed in a boating accident, and if anyone has an opportunity to go through a procession like that, that's an incredible sight.
Oh, that's true. Emergency responders take good care of their own, and especially in fatalities. State police really worked that accident extra hard because it was a strange sort of situation, and one that is common with most police officers, whether they're state police or not. And I'm still waiting to hear more about the results of that.
Yeah, they haven't really released much about it other than statements from higher up, but that was a tragedy. And then you had Trooper Bob Price. That was a tragedy among itself. And you look at the issue here. What I learned about those two issues is, and I already knew that the fraternity with the police officers, whether it's trooper, county, local, however, was like tight. But I didn't realize how tight that brotherhood actually is. And it is a tight foundation that they have with that group.
And the professionalism that everything was accomplished with was just was exceptional. And the wife and I attended the services for Bob Price, and the precision of the policemen involved was just unbelievable. What a great job they did.
Absolutely. John, let's move on to some good news here, and I want to get your feedback on this, because you and I have talked about this from time and time, off and on, since the November election. This is the first time in a long time that the county board has a new look, and it's under a new party direction. And it's going to be interesting with this new board, what they can and cannot do.
I agree with you there. The new look, there are younger faces on the board. Also, the more trend towards conservative policies is pretty evident since the majority is Republican. And you and I were talking with Rodney Davis, now Representative Congressman Davis.
That's kind of neat to say, because how long have we known him? And he was John Shimkus' little helper regarding issues, and now he's a congressman.
Oh, yeah. But in any event, when we were talking with him more or less off the record, mm-hmm. we asked him about, in his campaigning, this was before the election, mm-hmm. if he had noticed much in the change of the district. And he indicated then he felt people were trending more conservative, and he was feeling pretty good about it all. And I don't know, Ralph, you've been around long enough. Are people more conservative today?
I think you just hit the nail on the head, John, when you said that people in general, and I'm not spotting politics here, Republican or Democrat, but I think people in general are saying, hey, we've got to tighten our belts. We have got to stop the blood flow here and get back to somewhere in the middle of the road. And you mentioned the county board, John, and the a little bit more conservative look with the control of the Republicans now. But I'm impressed with two things when I look at the realignment of the county board. One is we have some younger faces on the county board than we've had in a good while. And number two is the addition of the feminine touch. We were getting quite a few young ladies on the county board, and I personally know most of the ladies are on the county board, and I tell you what, they're a quality group. These young ladies have been around. They've been involved in government and some other things, and I think this county board has a shot at maybe getting Montgomery County's boat back in the water and getting sailing in the right direction.
One thing I like about this, John, and you can express your feelings, the Economic Development Committee. It's full of knowledgeable people, and I think the gist of the board maybe is economic development, and I think the pieces of the puzzle are there if they can work together.
Well, the working together is always important. They've got desire, but I'm not exactly sure they're going to have everything together. The county's economic situation is not pretty.
Nope.
I before I came out here, I listened to your talk with
Roy
Hurdle.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. And then I knew this was going to come up. Mm-hmm. And I think Roy wasn't dishonest, but I think he painted a little brighter picture than is really there as to the county's cash position. And right now the board is betting a lot on income from coal sales, and the coal market is pretty strange right now. Most of the Deer Run mine coal that I understand is going overseas, and Peabody Coal, or Peabody Energy, owns coal mines in Australia, and the last report from Peabody was their profit was coming out of those Australian mines, coal being sold to China. And then recently on an AP Wire, there was a sort of a feature story about an Australian farm family in its fourth generation selling off a huge acreage to a Chinese company for coal mining. And then also there's been stories about they're trying to build a coal loading shipping place in Seattle or Portland, and there are coal mines in Montana and Wyoming that are being looked at for development for shipping to the West Coast. And so that's competition. So I've, you know, the world economy is going to influence Montgomery County.
I think Joe Gasparich put it best. They're spending the coal money to stay in the black. Plain and simple. I mean, he was straightforward and blunt and to the point. And there's no better way of putting it. And you bring up the mine, and that's still, and we talked about this when you were here last year, that's still the county's biggest question mark about what's going to happen.
You know, it's an old coal miner once told me, he said, the only certain thing about a coal mine is someday it's going to close. That's all he can say about a coal mine.
And we hear from time to time over the years and in my lifetime, and it goes on, pros and cons about Illinois coal and the quality of Illinois coal. We hear that a lot. It doesn't come up to coal from other parts of the country. So all this enters into the final part of the deal, which is the selling of the coal. And now, as John said, it appears that what's coming out of the ground here locally is basically for an overseas market.
That's for sure.
And there's only a couple people that know what's going to happen with that mine, and not much as I haven't received too many press releases from the Deer Run mine saying, hey, this is what's going on. I know you haven't. I mean, no. It's they're not saying too much. So,
and I guess if you look at the coal mine at Hillsboro, you would have to say this is one of the bigger sources of income that we have had in this area for a long time, and the last big source of a upward swing in employment and stuff in this community, you would have to go back to the late 70s, early 80s, when Graham Correctional Center opened up, and you had influx of 400 to 500 employees, give or take, at that time, which was very, very large and very important to the community.
And that's a location you don't know with the state's issues and financial troubles. You hear about the state closing prisons left and right, and I'm not going to start up the table of knowledge debate or anything like that. I'm not saying that this is going to happen, but you don't know. You've heard Dwight, you've heard Tams, you've heard Pine. You know, Graham, you don't know what's going to happen there. And hopefully it stays open. And, you know, it's not on the chopping block yet, but you never know.
I think Graham's pretty safe.
Yeah, I think Graham's pretty solid. You know, you keep hearing rumors of the correctional facility at Vandalia, but I have never heard much about Graham. I think it's pretty solid that it's going to be there. But when you look at our community, and you've been in the paper business a good while, John, when you look at our community, our Montgomery County I'm talking about, outside of coal, we don't have any large factories and probably are not going to get any large factories. You may have 50 here and 100 there, whatever. So we have to have every enterprise we can get our hands on to to survive.
Absolutely. And another issue that's kind of taken flight here, especially locally, because you've got three school districts kind of talking about consolidation, and that's on the school level. And the dire needs, let's start off Litchfield, the pending teacher strike there. They've got financial troubles. Hillsborough's got building and financial troubles. You got Panhandle, Nokomis, and Morrisonville talking about possibly consolidation. Nothing's set in stone on that front. The school market in this area is very much up in the air.
Well, the school market in outside of the Chicago and the collar counties is very. Those people are very uneasy, and I'm sure Litchfield and Hillsborough and Lincolnwood are, and all the other school districts around us are all uneasy, having talked with a few superintendents, and they're going to be looking for a plan B, mainly because the state is reducing payments, past tense, they've reduced payments a couple of times over the past 2 years, and it rolls down and school districts have to cut. But at the same time, the teaching staff is faced with more pressure from No Child Left Behind laws and testing and the whole range of things, and they would like to be compensated more for
just like
putting
anyone,
out more work.
Anyone else would.
Just like anyone else would.
The government has been known for years and still is. Government is real easy for them, seems like, to come up with what you need to do, but they don't tell you where the funds are going to come from so that you can do what you need to do. You're going to do this. Well, how am I going to do it financially? They don't get into that.
We brought this up on Sports Saturday this past weekend, the situation in Connecticut. I'm still curious about how this is going to translate with the school districts safety-wide, and that to make sure that the schools and nothing like what happened in Newtown will happen again. I'm just kind of curious about what the ramifications are. I'm not saying it's metal detectors at any entrance of the building. I'm just saying keep an eye on that, because you know something's going to happen.
Well, most of the school districts around here have taken precautions, usually one way in, and you have to buzz your way in after a particular time and be identified, and which restricts a certain amount of people coming in, or somebody that means to do evil. I don't know that you can do more.
Then again, you got the point. If they're going to do ill will, they're going to find a way to do ill will. Yeah. You can't fight that. I mean, I'm just, again, that was a horrible tragedy over there. And, I'm just, that's just my point of view, my thought here. Yeah. City issues. Let's talk a little bit about some of the city issues. Of course, the city of Litchfield is now looking for, with the passing of Fire Chief Michael Quint, looking again for a new fire chief. So the next city council's there as they figure out what they want to do should be interesting. And I talked with Mayor Jones before on this. I thought Michael was a nice guy, was a wonderful guy, and I thought he was doing a heck of a job with the fire department. And that tragedy with him becoming ill in that was just a shame.
Agreed. I know I talked with he handled the megabus accident from the get-go. Mm-hmm. He responded. He parked his truck. He was on the radio for the rest of the duration. I talked with a couple of people, and they just said the man handled it excellently, by the book. And talking to people at the scene that later on, they all agreed, it went down like it was pre-planned and, rehearsed. They said it was a wonderful, wonderful response.
And it's in these situations, you know, we've all heard the expression, the cream rises to the top. And in these situations, people such as this gentleman, they do rise to the top. They take over, they take charge, and they get things done, and they get them done like they should be done. And you just can't say enough about those type of individuals.
Absolutely not. And he will definitely be missed. And again, it's going to be interesting to see what the city of Litchfield does with that position, if it's going to be handled internally. Are they going to go outside the box, bring something in? Or is there another trick up the sleeve? So wait and see. John, we've got a couple more minutes left to go on the program. Your takes on this year and what's your feelings?
Oh, we've had our turn in the box, a little excitement, a little national notoriety. I think we're no different than any other county in Montgomery County, in the state, rather, that is going to have some bad times and some challenges. And we're going to have our more than our fair share of challenges, but every other county in the state's going to have those same challenges.
Absolutely. What stories are you keeping an eye out for or on your cooker right now?
County finances and getting a better handle on developments there, because if the county has to make some substantial cuts, it's going to affect services to a lot of people mm-hmm. all around the county. And also with the city, April 9th elections, we're going to find, I sense that people are dissatisfied, and it's just like baseball. When the owner's dissatisfied, hold on, because there's going to be some changes.
Yeah, the city of Litchfield, come April, that's going to be, I'll agree with you, that's going to be an interesting one, because you hear, I hate saying coffee talk shop, but you hear every once in a while different names come about running for mayor. John Leonard's one that comes up quite frequently around the block. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen there and the direction things go.
Well, one of the industries we was talking a little bit ago about, we will probably never see large factories and stuff in this county, and we probably won't. But we have one industry in this county that I've been involved in all my life that has gotten bigger, but it remains strong, and that's agriculture.
Absolutely. And go ahead.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack.
Vilsack.
Made a speech over in Iowa or in an interview, and he came out and said people in the rural areas have got to look at themselves in a hard light and make some tough decisions, because politically the people in the rural America are losing ground in the political scene, and there are fewer in the rural area, fewer voters in the rural area, and In the big game, that's what counts, is when you can get the votes out.
And I'm assuming between now and, I guess, to the 25th, you're gathering up all the letters to Santa, and the Christmas edition of the paper will be out soon, or?
We tend to spread that all out for a week or so in advance. So, yes, the Santa letters are coming in, the charitable groups are out there, picking toys up and collecting toys and getting all sorts of things together.
Just one final comment, gentlemen, talking us getting back to agriculture, and this gentleman was 100% right. Farmers and farm families have to grab themselves by the bootstraps and pick themselves up a little bit. But all the farm families you see out there, and you drive up and down the road, and then the percentage is so small.
Yes.
Absolutely. We're out of time. John, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for your time. Uncle Ralph, next week, be on your best behavior.
Yep.
You get Santa Claus on the 25th. You get Mickey Robinson on the 26th. We'll talk to you next week. Until then, so long.